You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The lead up to the Australian Open highlights the power of sport. The world's best players are in Australia, a country devastated by bushfires. Tennis is among a number of sports helping affected communities. A Rally for Relief event in Melbourne raised almost $5 million, an initiative led by Nick Kyrgios.
It's been an emotional couple of weeks, obviously. Through the ATP Cup, it was practically why I was playing so hard. I just wanted to, send a message. I was just at dinner and I wrote the tweet and I said that was the opportunity for me to, I think, use my platform. And then the whole Aussie team got behind it, obviously Alex Deminar, John Peers, John Millman, all those guys. And then I woke up the next day and it kind of exploded, and it was so emotional. Back home when I was in Canberra, I couldn't even go outside. It was emotional, and I'm just so happy that we had Roger, Novak, Rafa, some of the greats to get behind it, and everyone around the world at the moment. The awareness has grown, and I think we're doing everything we possibly can to overcome this together.
Australia's men's cricket team is in India for a 3-match one-day international series. Australia won the first game by 10 wickets. Captain Aaron Finch expects a fierce response in the remaining two matches.
Oh, they'll fight back, no doubt. They're a great side. Got some world-class players. I think we did a lot of damage through the middle overs with the ball, which was so important, because you start to drag back the momentum and really hold any progress they had. And probably they had to put off sort of going hard. So that was a really, really positive thing for us. And all in all, great bowling display. It was outstanding.
The NBL has announced its first ever Indigenous round to be held in round 18. All 9 NBL teams will wear jerseys designed by local Indigenous artists. Cairns centre Nathan Jarwai says it will be a special occasion for Indigenous Australians.
It's special to recognise our people, but I'm fortunate and lucky enough that it's my design of my clan and my people, and it represents to me this whole jersey, so I'm proud. I'm excited to come out and represent that, and I'm looking forward to the round, and I can't explain how proud I am about this round, so it's going to be special.
Round 15 of the A-League begins with Adelaide United hosting Melbourne Victory, who have a new coach after sacking Marco Kurtz. Carlos Salvatore takes over for the rest of the season on an interim basis.
I know where I am. I am part of this club since last 2 years. And yes, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge for everyone, for the club, for me, for the players, for all the fans that we want to always to finish, in the first or in the best positions on the league.
One of the biggest stars returns to mixed martial arts this weekend. Former champion Conor McGregor steps into the octagon at UFC 246 against Donald Cerrone.
You're going to see a much more focused, a much more committed individual. I've put in immense work for this camp. I've recognised what I needed to do, what I shouldn't be doing, and I've followed my instruction, and went full steam ahead with it. The camp has been flawless. Everything is good. The energy is high. I'm actually underweight right now, so I'm very excited to go in and showcase my skills and remind everyone who created this game and who founded this game, So I'm very, very excited to be back.
It will be McGregor's first fight since October 2018.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.